For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Kelly Knoyer. Despite decreases in expected revenue, Columbia Public Schools will continue with planned construction and pay increases for employees, according to a school board meeting yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the school district is predicting smaller losses in revenue than previously thought. Chief Financial Officer Heather MacArthur says the district will likely receive stimulus funding, but how much is not yet known. Those funds will mitigate the loss of property tax revenue expected because of COVID-19. The state's net revenue collections dropped more than 54% in April compared to the same time last year. That's according to State Budget Director Dan Hogg, who today said that plummeting revenues caused by the pandemic are unlike anything he's ever seen. So far this year, overall revenues decreased more than 6%. There is now some guidance on how educators can reopen schools in the fall. That includes alternating days kids can come to school with online learning. Reporter Ryan Delaney has more.
When kids are in the building, they'll need to wash their hands once an hour. Students could be divided into smaller groups so desks can be spaced out. They won't be able to share supplies. Jennings Superintendent Art McCoy says getting kids to follow these practices will be challenging, particularly for younger grades.
It's quite unrealistic to expect that, and especially the first 2 weeks of school. Before COVID, that was very true.
Experts recommend that if a student or teacher becomes ill, the school should close for up to a week. There's no clear source of funding to pay for more staff and longer school years. There are also big questions around who would watch kids on the days they're out of school. I'm Ryan Delaney.
State labor officials say more than 50,000 Missourians filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. While still a high number, it marked the third straight week of declines in claims. More than 495,000 people have filed new unemployment claims since March 21st. An employee of a Missouri pork plant where hundreds of workers tested positive for the coronavirus has died of the virus. Today, Missouri reported 239 additional coronavirus cases, and the state's COVID-19 death toll rose by 22 to 418. Boone County currently has 5 active cases, with 91 released from isolation. A Missouri House committee passed a bill yesterday to promote the rights of sexual assault survivors, the Columbia Missourian reports. The House Children and Families Committee voted unanimously in favor of the bill, which would give survivors access to a tracking system for sexual assault evidence and would require all hospitals to offer Fresenac examinations by 2023. The bill also creates a Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights, which would allow survivors to have a support person present during interviews with law enforcement or attorneys. It also gives survivors the right to shower at no cost after a Fresenac examination, and the right to choose the gender of the law enforcement officer who interviews them. The bill already passed the Missouri Senate and now awaits debate in the House. I'm Kelly Knoyer, KBIA News, Columbia.